Battleground Republican Senate candidates sound alarm on border bill, total betrayal. By Catherine Hamilton on February 5, 2024. Republican Senate candidates in battleground states slammed the so-called bipartisan immigration bill, revealed on Sunday night, which was originally pitched as a solution to President Joe Biden's border crisis. This immigration bill is a total betrayal and much worse than the leaks had reported. We either are a sovereign nation or we are not. Seal the border. No amnesty. Deport all illegals, Ohio Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno said in a post to X. The border never closes bill finally unveiled by Chuck Schumer today must be rejected. It won't solve the border crisis created by Joe Biden. Nevada U.S. Senate candidate Sam Brown said. Kill this bill, he added. Return to the rule of law. Arizona U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake released a statement calling the Biden-Sinema border deal a slap in the face to Arizona communities. Under President Trump, we saw the most secure border in our lifetime, only to see it be stripped away by Joe Biden and his enablers, Kyrsten Sinema and Ruben Gallego, Lake said. This bill does more to fund endless wars overseas than it does to fund the security of American citizens. Simply put, this would make a permanent open border the law of the land, she continued. I'm running for U.S. Senate to finally clean this mess up and secure our border. When I'm in the U.S. Senate, I will work tirelessly until we close the border, finish the wall and secure America. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dave McCormick said the bill is a capitulation, not a compromise. This bill does not secure the border, it allows 4,000 migrants to cross illegally every single day, he said. To protect Americans and fight the scourge of fentanyl, we need to close the border to illegal immigration. I oppose this deal. Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act didn't reduce inflation. Just like their border security bill won't secure the border, Montana U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy added. These two-faced swamp creatures think they can lie their way to re-election. That's exactly what's wrong with Washington, he said. Time for new leadership. This bill does nothing to actually seal the border and end illegal immigration once and for all, Sheehy said in another post to X. It's a mass amnesty scheme. It codifies illegal immigration. And, of course, they couldn't resist sending billions more to Ukraine. This bill is everything that's wrong with Washington, D.C. It's an America last load of crap, kill the bill, he continued. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, was notably the first member of Senate GOP leadership to publicly announce opposition. I can't support a bill that doesn't secure the border, provides taxpayer-funded lawyers to illegal immigrants and gives billions to radical open borders groups, Daines posted early Monday morning on X. I'm a no, he said. As Breitbart News' Neil Monroe reported, the Senate's draft border bill, which was supposed to reduce migration chaos, actually invites a greater inflow by welcoming migrants who seek jobs or claim asylum. The flood of new migrants would push the nation's economy downwards because it encourages employers to reduce wages and cut investment in the labor-saving technology that raises Americans' productivity, output, and overall wealth, he wrote. The bill would also change the nation's society by spiking the cost of housing, so making it difficult for ordinary Americans to create the next generation of families and children, he wrote. Yet the bill supercharges the asylum system, giving many more people from around the world both the incentives and means to migrate into the United States. The huge inflow would hammer Americans' living standards and threaten the political careers of Republican politicians.